And already on the phone right now is author Francesca Serratella. Her new book, Full Bloom, comes out on August 5th. And of course, if you don't know, she's the daughter of Lisa Scodelioni, and she's got her own writing career going on right now. Hey, Francesca, how are you?
Hey, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's good to talk to you again. We talked for Ghost of Harvard when that one came out, your last novel, and now you're on your second full novel.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm so happy to have this book be greeting the world. You know, Ghost of Harvard came out during the worst time of COVID, and this just feels full bloom in many senses of the word.
I just interviewed your mother a couple of weeks ago, so it's full circle now. It's a family affair.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Pretty good family business we got going here.
Yeah, well, she's got a big head start on you.
Oh, but, you know, I'm always say that I'm so lucky that I was born not to a best-selling author, but to a beginning one.
Yeah.
And I really got to watch her build her career brick by brick through perseverance, and it was just the most inspiring thing ever. And so I feel happy and honored to follow in her footsteps.
Well, part of her career, wasn't it 9 books that you guys wrote together, nonfiction books?
Absolutely, yeah. We had the whole series of humorous essay collections that we wrote together. You know, I got to make fun of myself for a living and then narrate my 20s. It was a huge blessing and so fun to do. But also, fiction has always been the dream. This has really always been where my heart is. And so this, ironically, even though I used to write memoir, this feels the most to me.
I keep asking when we're getting another one, and her answer is, we'd love to do it, but we got to find the time. We're both writing our own novels.
Yeah, you know, like I said, sometimes fiction can be even more revealing than memoir. So I think if we have readers who loved us from those essay collections, believe me that there's the same heart, humor, you know, and emotionality that we're putting into these books now, the fiction.
Before we talk about the book, I do have a pressing question to ask you.
Lay it on me.
I'm looking at your website, francescaserratella.com, and in one picture you have like a perm, dirty blondish hair. And in another picture, you have very straight, blondish hair. What color is your hair today?
Okay, listen, I have never had a perm. Those are natural
curls,
baby.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks perm. It looks permish.
And any curly-haired girl will tell you, knows that when you have a fancy occasion and a big photo, a lot of times you get it blown out straight. So
that's all that happens.
You know, when I let professionals touch it, they always try to make me make it straight. But, you know, I'm defiant sometimes, so I let it be its crazy, wild self. And yeah, I'm a natural dirty blonde who pays for a little extra highlight.
Now, how long when they do it straight, how long does it take them to do it?
The pros, they can do it really quick.
Oh, okay.
Me, not so much.
And how long does it take you to wash and dry your hair if you have to, you know, if you have something big going on?
Such funny questions. How long does it take me to wash it? I mean, you know, again, I've been living with this hair a long time. I got the routine down. Curly haired girls, they got we got the microfiber towel. We got the this, the that. So it's air dry, but you know, it can look pretty fabulous in an hour. Yeah, you know.
Full Bloom out on August 5th. It's your second novel. It's more of a character driven novel than it is. I mean, it's got some elements of some mystery and some twists, you know, some great twists and turns, but it's more a character driven novel about this woman, Iris Sunnigan, who at the beginning of the novel, her life is just kind of a mess. She just got broken up with. She's overlooked at her job as a lighting designer. She feels her, that she wants to have a kid, but she's worried she's never going to find the right person, so she wants to freeze her eggs, and she's counting on a big raise and a promotion, which she doesn't get. And then Francesca, she hangs out with her mysterious neighbor, an older French woman, and her life changes.
Exactly. This mysterious French neighbor creates for her a bespoke perfume, a fragrance crafted only for Iris. And when she wears it, it just suddenly her luck starts to change. She's getting attention from so many men. She's getting doors open for her. They're listening to her at work. And the question is sort of, at first it might seem like wish fulfillment, everything's great, but is it a superpower? Is it a target on her back? What is this kind of reversal of having the spotlight on her? How is that going to affect her life and shake everything up? So yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I was curious to see, you know, what is a coming of age story when you're already grown? The character just turns 35 in this book, and it's sort of like, I think the old timeline for coming of age is so outdated, if it was ever accurate. You know, I don't think we're done becoming ourselves at 20 or whatever they used to think they were, you know. And this book is very much about that lifelong journey of getting to know yourself and stepping into your own power and desires.
I had to look up the word bespoke. I had no idea what that meant.
You hear it most with men's suits. It means tailored to you.
Oh, okay. So as you said, Iris, she ends up getting a better job. She meets a man, possibly the man of her dreams. And like you said, everything is going good until it's not. And we follow her on her journey, her life being threatened, her neighbor, what happens to the French woman because she's got some issues of her own. And we'll...
It's set against that backdrop of, you know, of New York real estate and the housing crisis and all every different aspect. So, you know, I'm going to take readers into the most luxurious, exclusive parts of Manhattan and fabulous homes, incredible interior design, incredible restaurants, all that kind of stuff. But also on the other end of the spectrum, you know, like I said, the housing crisis, tenant harassment, mismanagement at public housing and the, you know, the projects and all the, I once met a politician in New York City that said, real estate in New York is what oil is to Texas.
Yep.
And what he meant was there's just too much money in it for it ever to not be, you know, a little corrupt and have this corruption creeping in at the edges and just the wolves gathering because it's just so, it's so valuable.
And I have to tell you, you get a little steamy in some parts too.
I do. This got a little spice in this book. You know, it's a great summer read if you like a little juicy romance. But I think I keep it, you know, I keep it on the classy end. Don't worry.
Did Mom blush?
Not too far.
Did Mom blush when she read it?
You know, I just went into a fugue state. I'm just in denial about my parents reading this book. Yeah, I'm just not going there in my head. So let me maintain my mental compartmentalization.
Sarah McLean, best-selling author, says, Fool Bloom is absolutely gorgeous read, the perfect combination of romance, mystery, and magical realism with a vibrant cast of characters that will make you wish you were part of Iris's world. Luann Rice says, I loved Fool Bloom, charged with emotion. It's a masterful portrait of one of the most intriguing characters I've ever met. Wow.
Nice of them.
Library Journal says it's an excellent choice for book groups, which... you do book groups. People can go to your website and they can sign up, and hopefully you guys can arrange a time for you to call into some book groups.
Right. I'm so grateful to book clubs. I think y'all are super readers, and there's no higher compliment to an author than sharing and recommending a book with your friends. So if book clubs choose Fool Bloom, then I will Zoom with them if we can arrange it, you know. That's something I really enjoy doing. It's an idea that came to me when, like I said, Ghosts came out during lockdown, but it ended up being incredibly, incredibly gratifying. You know, I think every author has a different reason for why they write. And sometimes I think they sort of fall into two categories, writers. One, like the introverts who write to explore themselves. And they, you know, you hear some authors say, I would write if nobody read it. I'm not that author. I am the storyteller archetype. I would love to, if I couldn't write, I'd want to be around a campfire and tell a new story that way. I write to connect. That is sort of, to me, the magic trick of books. That's something private and intimate and questions that I've struggled with in my own life that I put into a book then a stranger can pick up and relate to and have that resonate. And it's as if, you know, we're friends that haven't met yet. That to me is what's so special, and that's how I feel with these book clubs.
Well, when you do these book clubs, do you usually arrange it with one person? Do they tell the group, or do they make it a surprise and there you are, and everyone goes crazy? Oh my God!
No, it's. I think it's usually on the up and up. Yeah. But you know what? That's up to the book club's discretion.
Yeah.
You know, as long as I don't have to pop out of a cake.
Oh, that would be fun. Maybe for one event, you can pop out of a cake.
Right? Yeah. Here's my promise to my readers: if you make me a number one bestseller, then I'll pop out of a cake for the book club.
You're going on tour up on the East Coast for a bunch of dates. Again, they can go to your website and see where you're going to be. Mostly, it's New York. I think a couple in Philly and one in Delaware. Just a short tour.
Yeah, several. Yeah, I've several spots in every location. You know, New York. At least three or four in Pennsylvania, in the Philadelphia suburb, and in Rehoboth and Bethany Beach.
And I know it, because when COVID hit, you guys stopped it. Has your mom and you, are you back to doing the thing at the farm yet? Or has that kind of been?
We sadly have not.
Yeah.
been able to revive the big book club party. Yeah. That was where we used to have book clubs that had read us over the course of the year come to the house for a fun celebration. I really hope that we do that again. But as you know, the events of the recent years have changed how large live events go. And we want to be, you know, just considerate to everybody. But I hope we do restart them. It's not entirely up to me because I'm calling you from my, 500 square foot city apartment. So I can't really have too many people over at my house. But I look forward to that and any opportunity to meet readers. That's why I'm so excited about the tour, which, like you said, you can find on francescasaratella.com and appearances or on any of my social media, because I'm just really, really, really excited to meet readers.
Well, maybe if you guys can get the time, you can do some sort of big online Zoom or some sort of online party event.
Yeah, and I am doing some online events. I'll be doing Friends and Fiction and different things like that, but nothing compares to in person.
Yeah. Now, how's your new puppy and your 18-year-old cat doing?
Oh, thank you for asking. I've got Bobby Baby, my 8-month-old Cavalier puppy sleeping at my feet right now, and Mimi, my cat, is prowling around somewhere. She's the boss lady. But they are getting along. I've taken great pains to train the puppy not to pester the cat too much, because she'll train him a lot harsher than I will.
Yeah.
But, I'm really happy. You know, readers who knew me from the columns and essay books knew that I'm a huge animal lover and had a dog for almost 16 years named Pip, who I actually dedicated Full Bloom to. Full Bloom is dedicated to Pip because he was such a wonderful companion and who just saw me through so many stages of my life and saw me through the writing of this novel in its entirety. And I actually, for dog lovers and cat lovers, will be happy with Full Bloom, because Iris has an aging rescue beagle in the book, because I loved bringing in all the different kaleidoscopic ways we could look at scent and fragrance and what does that mean. And so, of course, I needed a super sniffer. I needed a dog. And, I spoiler alert, the dog does not die. So you don't have to worry about it. It's an aging dog, but he makes it to the end of the book. And even though the dog is his own little character, of course, I put all my love and many little fun characteristics and mannerisms of Pip's into the writing of that book and writing the character, and how even in a tough moment of your life, you know, animals can be that place of softness and comfort and recovery for a hard day. And that's how the dog's name is Hugo in the book. Hugo's, you know, is there for Iris. And also for the cat lovers, like you said, there is this fabulous French neighbor who's a professional perfumer, and she has two cats. So I got all the bases covered in this book. Very pet friendly.
And when you go to visit mom, the new puppy gets along with all the animals on the farm?
Oh, he's the universal mixer. This dog, I joke, he's a lover, not a biter. He's very sweet. He's very friendly and silly. And I named him Bobby Baby after the lead character in a Stephen Sondheim musical, Company. And he has lived up to the name. He is good company. So he gets along with everyone.
Oh, cool. Well, Full Bloom is out again on August 5th. And before I let you go, are you working on your next novel yet? Can you tease it?
You know, I'm just starting to form that idea, and I don't have the elevator pitch. I'm still fleshing it out. But what I'll tell you is I've written about, you know, single women and that kind of thing. Women, some grappling with a little control issues. I think this next book is about a relationship.
Oh, okay.
It's about two people. It's about all those dynamics that can come out, and it's about people who are a little more reckless than characters I've written before, and a little take chances, risk takers. And that's been a really fun, different headspace to get into.
I can imagine. So you haven't even started writing it yet?
No.
Oh, okay. So it'll be a while before we see it on the on the list of new books.
I'm going to work my hardest to get it to you faster than this one. So, you know, give me a couple of years.
Okay, that's a deal. Well, for everyone, Full Bloom is out on August 5th. You're going to be out in New York and in the East Coast a little bit. People can do the book club. They can email you, fill out the form, and hopefully you'll get a lot of those done. And it's always a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again for your next book.
Thank you. The pleasure's all mine. I really appreciate it.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care.